onward towards whatever their future may hold, whether they're becoming citizens or working and living and working in the country. They're there to help them make that transition.
Right. Now, this being the third compilation, you've had two other compilations, and those have also gone to worthy causes. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Actually, the We Are Not Trump compilation series got started right after the 2016 election. The election of Donald Trump obviously polarized the nation in ways we couldn't imagine. Being musicians, we thought that the most appropriate response was through music, and so a few people in the Boston area came together to form We Are Not Trump, and got a lot of other Boston area musicians, and actually really musicians from all over New England, to participate in the compilation. The first one was to support the ACLU, who had gone on record immediately as dedicating resources to challenging the polarizing actions and the really just sort of the air of madness that was coming out of the election as a way to sort of check the strangeness and the actions of a president and a administration that, you know, might very well be, you know, illegal or dangerous to the nation as a whole.
We all sat in front of the TV while the votes were being counted, going, how did this happen? And now that it has happened, it seems like we're all trying to figure out what to do. What do we do now?
Well, one of the answers to that question about what can we do now that it has happened, is to remain vigilant and to remain vocal in terms of our displeasure and our disappointment with what's happening. The We Are Not Trump group has been, you know, always there to support those issues, especially for people that were in need. We started off supporting the ACLU. With our second compilation, we supported Planned Parenthood, because when they came under fire by the administration, you know, when their funding was tampered with, we created another compilation series to provide support for them, because we felt that was a worthy cause, that supporting women was a cause that needed to be addressed and needed to be taken care of. And again, you know, as musicians, we sort of went to war the only way we knew how.
Exactly.
by just, you know, turning up the amps and, you know, and providing a soundtrack to a revolution.
Well, let's play a track off this 91.5 WMFO Medford 1003. I got Todd Bowes on the line from the one of the organizers of the We Are Not Trump compilation. Which song should we play first, Todd? What do you think?
Well, I am a big fan of the track by Titans of Industry.
Okay. Why don't we play that track? It's called GMO Baby. And it's off of the We Are Not Trump compilation. You want to stick around and talk on the other side of this?
Sure.
Cool. You're on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
GMO baby.
Got faked out by that false ending, right? Yeah, 91.5 WMFO. And yeah, wow. That's some cool stuff right there from Titans of Industry, GMO Baby. And that's from the We Are Not Trump compilation, Volume 3, Todd. Volume 3.
Yes, three amazing volumes.
Unbelievable.
And, this one's really, really strong, especially considering how quickly we put it all together. I think we literally put the call out for submissions maybe about 2 weeks ago.
I know. I had something I was going to get to you guys, but, you know, unfortunately, there just wasn't time. And next thing I know, it's out. Oh, my God, it's done. Okay, well, next one, I guess.
Yeah, it was obviously everybody was definitely turning them in. A lot of people were turning them in on the 11th hour, but everybody really came through. It's a really strong compilation, a lot of really great submissions, really diverse lineup of artists from all genres of music, everything from metal to industrial to hip-hop. I mean, like, it's all on there. It's a really strong collection of tunes.
It really is. It's a good collection of stuff. We've got music from Psychic Dog, Witch Cake, Rick Berlin, who we heard a little while ago, the band Smell. I think we'll play that one in a little bit. And and hey, I recognize the name on this, Jason Halligan. Surely not Jason Halligan from the famed Luxury.
The one and the same.
I hope he's listening. Wow. You know, because he said a lot of bad things about Boston and then moved out to L.A. Because that's what you do. That's what you do when you move to L.A. Have you noticed that? Everybody that moves out to L.A. that was a musician in Boston, nearly all of them talk a lot of smack about Boston and says, okay, see ya. I'm going to L.A.
You know, everybody's making their journey. And, you know, people will always, go through motions where they might do something like that. But I think honestly, like, you know, especially for somebody like Jason, they know where their hearts are in the right place, and they've come through to support a really great cause, and that's what's really important.
Oh, I know. I told Jason, same thing I've told everybody that's contemplated a trip out to Los Angeles. It's like, I think it's like everything else that a musician does, you got to at least go out there once. To say that you did it, better to come back saying that you at least went out and tried than to sit, you know, around thinking, geez, what if I had done this, you know, for sure. And now, so who else is involved in getting the We Are Not Trump collection together? You certainly have a team of people doing all the work. Can you talk about who's involved?
There's a small cadre of people that have definitely come through with some of the more nuts and bolts aspects of just organizing everything. People like Christopher Brown from Very Lumar is heavily involved, along with your friend and mine, Pat Berry from Smell, Gremlins. He's a desk alum. he's definitely come through it. Alfred Lee Martin, better known as DJ Sawtooth, has been another person who's been kind of instrumental in helping us get organized and stay organized. So we're all just pals from the scene, and we all wanted to do something when it came to, you know, addressing the crisis that this nation sort of faces in terms of its soul.
Yes.
So we sort of just came together and wanted to do something and do something positive, by pushing music forward and involving as many artists as possible, just as a way for us to use our music again as kind of a force for good.
Cool. Do you see doing any shows around town to promote this?
We've obviously kicked that idea around a bit. We haven't established anything yet in terms of any sort of benefit shows. So my suggestion would be to find us on Facebook for We Are Not Trump organization and group, and pay it and like that, follow it, and stay up to date on everything that's happening, because we'll definitely be making any announcements of that sort on that page.
Cool. And do you foresee a volume 4?
Well, I guess that all depends on how crazy things get. every release that we've done, whether it's been one of the three compilation CDs, or even if it's been our American Singles series, which was a series of cover tunes that we had artists do, where not only did we cover a famous American song, but we also covered each other. We had one band from the Boston scene or the New England scene cover another band in that scene as well.
That's
so
cool.
Like, for example, Down to the Armory, when we did ours, we did a cover of KRS-One Sound of the Police. And then we also covered Rick Berlin and the Nickel and Dime Band song Badville.
Right.
So that was a fun series to do. And all of these have usually been in response to some sort of crisis in the nation, some sort of issue that we felt wasn't being addressed properly, and that we had to take action. If the trend of this sort continues, we'll be there to speak up, and especially speak for those that need to have someone else speak for them.
Absolutely, a very noble cause. So just a reminder again, it's wearenottrump.bandcamp.com. And you can see all of the albums that are available. Volume 3 just got released today.
It got released today. We've also got some great merch to go along with it, including bumper stickers and T-shirts.
Cool.
For this release. So that's new stuff. So there's lots of things that people can get to contribute. And all the proceeds that we're getting are going to be donated to RACES, a nonprofit legal organization that's working to help reunite families, especially to reunite immigrant children with their parents.
Hey Todd, I want to thank you on behalf of On the Town and On the Town with Mikey D and WMFO for everything that you guys do, all three of the compilations, all the bands that you've brought to us. We're gonna have Down City Armory play on the show, right? Sometime soon.
we are definitely we definitely need to make another appearance.
It's long overdue.
It's been 5 years since the last time we were on the show.
It's been a while.
So we need to do that.
Cool. So we're gonna play this track from Smell. going out to Pat Barry himself. And I want to thank, give a huge, huge, huge on the town thank you to Mr. Todd Bowes for calling in and talking about this this wild compilation. And I think everybody should go check it out. What about you?
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much.
I definitely think so.
Anyway, you're on the town with Mikey D. Thanks so much, Todd. Nice to talk to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
You're on the town with Mikey D. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thank you. It's 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah.
And wow, we just heard a couple of tunes from the We Are Not Trump compilation, put out by some concerned citizens in the Boston music scene, including the bands Down City Armory. We just heard Avox Blue from, and that's a live version of Truth or Dare. We also heard Very Lumar, Taste of a Million Pieces, and Smell, Moonlight Weeps Over Yucca. So lots of great tracks. It literally just came out today. You know, there's 24 songs on there by 24 great Boston bands. There's also some swag, and the proceeds go to benefit races. And yeah, it's a worthy cause. And Volume 3 just became available. So go check them out. WeAreNotTrump.USA, if you got the Facebook happening, go check them out. And you're on the town with Mikey D. It's 10:30, 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Joel. Going to be here with you until about midnight. And getting to do my all-too-rare hosting slot of On the Town with Mikey D. It's something that we like to do every once in a while. Since we are in the throes of the July 4th holiday, we just want to remind you here that getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is really drunk driving. And that's brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the Ad Council, and your friends who want you to arrive alive. 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah. And right now, here's something from Walter Circuit and the Army of Broken Choices, going back to the Come Black Magic album. This is Whole Way Down. 91.5 WMFO Medford, you're on the town with Mikey D.
Let the old devil in. 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 The whole way down, way down. I've been living on monkey skull. I've been living way down below. I've been living on chicken bone. I've been living way down below. I speak Latin though. I spit Latin though. I've been collecting knives, knives in the back of my back.
understand me, but it's only what I want you to know. Yeah, you think you hear me, but it's only what I'm willing to say. And if you think you're getting left behind, that's just 'cause I'm running away. But you haven't seen the worst of it yet. When I'm making my move, you see something that you never forget. All behind closed doors, I'm a real freak show, alright. With my finger on the button, ain't nothing gonna stop me tonight. And when
91.5 WMFO Medford. That's going up by request. The Red Telephone from their reunion album, Places You Return, which came out back in 2014. That's a track called City of Fools. We also heard Buffalo Tom going out by request with Treehouse. Golden Bloom going back to Fan the Flames album, which came out in 2011, a track called Doomsday Devices. And Walter Sickert and the Army Broken Toys gave us Whole Way Down from the Come Black Magic album. It's 10:50 in the evening. You are tuned to 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Joel. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. And we're giving you the best that the local Boston music scene has to offer. Because it's 4th of July, obviously, we don't have a band today. We usually have a band playing right about now. They're right in the middle of the set, 10:30. Maybe we'll play a couple of live MFO performances in a little bit. If you want to make a request, the number is 855-915-WMFO. Or you can send me a Facebook message. You know how to reach me there, right? Facebook. We're on the Facebook. And speaking of dangerous things, here's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in your basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, and yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. What is that item, you ask? It's a ladder. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. I swear to God, I'm not writing this stuff. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. And that's a public service announcement from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yay. You're on the town with Mikey D. My name's Joel, with you here until midnight. And let's hear something brand new. This is from Smit E. Smitty, Just a Modern Guy is the name of the album. I'm sure everybody was at once to see his CD release show on Saturday. Here's a tune off that album. What a great record. This is called Fezalicious from our Fezalicious friend, Smit E. Smitty. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. My name is Joel.
fail.